The Sleep Over Mystery, Museum Kittens, Book 3, written by Holly Webb and read by Rosalind Odes. The kittens were lazing away the afternoon around the courtyard fountain, resting before their night shift. Ever since they'd managed to save the precious Egyptian gallery from a flood a few weeks earlier, they'd been given their own guard shifts at the museum. All four of the kittens were very proud of their new duties. They loved prowling around the galleries, sniffing for rats and mice, and maybe even burglars. But although they didn't work as many hours as the older cats yet, they were all getting short on sleep. It was making Boris grumpy. The ginger kitten and his fluffy white sister Bianca seemed to spend most of the time snapping at each other. Tasha, their tabby sister, was worried that the pair were going to get them all into trouble with their constant squabbling. She had to keep reminding Bianca and Boris that they were supposed to be quiet and well-behaved when the museum was open. Peter, the black kitten, was just keeping out of it. He hadn't been living at the museum for very long, so he tried not to get in the way when Boris and Bianca fought. He knew he was a proper museum cat now, but that didn't mean he was actually one of the family. Boris and Bianca were being even snappier than usual this week. The Egyptian gallery was open again, but the flood had caused a lot of damage, and it had been really expensive to tidy everything up. So the museum director had thought of a brilliant way to bring in lots of visitors. At the end of the week, the museum was having its first school sleepover. 60 children were going to stay overnight in the dinosaur gallery. The whole museum was full of staff having the jitters and arguing over the tiniest things. And now Boris and Bianca were joining in too.
"It's your turn," Bianca hissed.
"No, it isn't."
Boris curled his tail round his hind paws.
"Definitely not."
"I did it last week."
"Well, I can't remember when I last did it. But it's absolutely not my turn."
Boris yawned.
"Oh!"
Bianca mewed in frustration.
"You're so lazy. Just because you don't like the china and glass room, because it doesn't have boring old suits of armour or motor cars like in the transport galleries, you can't pick and choose, you know."
"That's nonsense."
Boris shook his whiskers and yawned again, then collapsed down into a patch of sunlight.
"I guard all the different galleries when it's my turn, and right now it isn't."
He opened one eye to peer at Bianca.
"Are you saying Mars got the shift rota wrong?"
"I'll do it,"
Tasha put in. Her tabby ears were flickering back and forth as she listened to her brother and sister sniping at each other. She hated it when the other kittens argued.
"Excellent," Boris purred. "I'll take the dinosaur gallery then."
"No!"
Bianca glared at Tasha.
"You dare! But I thought you wanted someone to guard the china and glass,"
Tasha started to say.
"I want him to do it, because it's his turn. Ma hasn't got the rota wrong. He's just not listening because he doesn't want to do as he's told."
Bianca was practically spitting with fury now, and Tasha could tell that Boris was deliberately provoking her. He had his eyes almost closed as if he was sleeping, but she could see a bright amber flash every so often as he sneaked glances at Bianca.